Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. It is summertime, and that means lots and lots of outdoor activities. And my guest this morning, a welcome guest all the time, is Julie Geiser, Public Information Officer with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission here in North Platte. And you've got a calendar just full of stuff.
It's always full. Every month. but it's fun.
But it's fun. That's good. So, let's see. Where should we start? I think the first thing on the list is like next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, July 11th.
That's a kayak night out at Iron Horse Lake.
Yes.
Tell us about that one.
So, Game and Parks decided that in order to get people out on the water and doing kayaking or even trying it for the first time for some, we'd incorporate a kayak cleanup. You know, just because removing trash from lakes is kind of a good service to do. If you look around, there's always trash somewhere.
Yeah, and unfortunately.
It happens. So it's just kind of a nice night of service to area waters. There's going to be six of these taking part all across the state. And Iron Horse Park Lake is going to be ours here locally. So,
how many bags of trash can you get out of something like that?
Oh, man. It depends.
Varies, yeah.
It varies. I know we're going to have kind of a little friendly competition amongst the six lakes to see who gets the most trash.
Oh, okay.
North Platte, Keep Lincoln County and North Platte Beautiful's teaming up with us as well, so they're going to be out there.
Well,
with,
that's a good match.
Yep, absolutely. So they'll be a part of it as well.
And this will be after the kayaking is done, or during, before? How are you going to do?
We're just kind of going to mesh it all together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little more about the kayaking. I did read somewhere in one of the news releases that for the cleanup part, either you or Keep Lincoln County Beautiful, somebody's bringing bags and gloves. And
yes, we're both going to be bringing those. So we'll have our own bags. The cool thing is, now if you don't have your own kayak and you want to help and participate, you do have to register online to borrow one of Game and Parks, because we only have 11 of them. So we kind of need to know numbers. But you know what? If you show up, we're going to find you
a
kayak.
Yep.
So, and the cool thing is, if you have your own, come on out. Bring your own kayak, and we'll supply the gloves, the grabbers, and the trash bags, and you can help clean up the lake.
Want to borrow a couple?
Absolutely, I'll borrow a couple.
Oh, I'll let you use two of mine.
Yeah, the more the merrier. So, yeah.
I was thinking I was going to be able to do that one, but my first problem is my pickup truck, which I need to carry the kayaks, is not going to get out of the body shop until the 17th.
Oh, man.
I had a guy back out of his parking place and not even look, and literally caught me from the front grill, front bumper all the way to the rear.
Oh, my gosh.
Just raked everything. So.
Well, that's a little unfortunate.
That sucked. But
yep.
I got to get that done, and then I found out yesterday, that I may have to be up in Columbus the night of the 11th, so we'll see.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to use a couple kayaks.
Cool. Yeah. So it's a good little project, and it'll be a lot of fun, too. People can go on the outdoornebraska.gov webpage, go to our calendar, and click over to July 11th, and the registration and everything's there.
Good. And then I think you had a couple things that were close in the region that you were telling me about, like something over at Lexington or whatever. Do you have that on your list, or you just want to stay closer to home?
We're probably just going to stay closer
okay.
to home.
So then the next thing coming up is like Carporama.
Carporama. Woohoo! Everybody loves Carporama.
It is a blast.
It is a lot of fun. That is for sure.
Explain
the concept of Carporama.
Details of that, yes.
So what happens is we basically prepare for a day of awesome, fun fishing for these giant fish.
And they can get big.
And they can get very big, especially in our canal and lake systems. So our fisheries biologists get this little corn mix, and they put some Jell-O in it, and they put it in 5-gallon buckets and with lids, and they let it ferment for a couple weeks until it smells really good, kind of like alcohol.
They store it in your office?
Not in my office. No, we store that outside because it gets pretty pungent. But and then they'll go out and do what's called chumming. So yep. They'll take one of our boats out and they'll dump these 5-gallon buckets of this corn mix, and that lures the carp into the little jetty bay area where we have our event.
I was going to say, they strategically place it. It's not like dump it in the middle of Lake Maloney.
Right.
It's within casting distance of certain spots. So
exactly.
Good for the kids.
Yep. Heck, it's good for adults that like to come catch big carp.
I mean,
they're a good fighting fish.
They're a fantastic fighting fish. And Dr. Keith Jones with Berkeley, who invented power bait, and if you're a fisherman, you know what power bait is. Called me one time, and he came out here, and we were experimenting with a prototype power bait for carp. In Europe, that is a tremendous market.
Oh, yeah.
And we were, he said, what's your carp population out there? I said, bring it on, Doc. I said, we got a lot of carp, and we caught a lot of carp. Sutherland and Maloney, we spent most of our time on. But he told me something while we were fishing there one day. He said, carp are one of the most intelligent species of fish.
Right.
You either catch them or they never bite that again. They learn. So that was an interesting fact to me. I have fly fished for carp. You ever do that?
I have not, but I've read a lot of articles on fly fishing for carp.
Well, you catch 7-8 pound carp on the end of a 4 or 5 weight rod, you got your hands
full.
You
got to fight, yep.
So, date and place times for that one.
Right. So, this will be out at Lake Maloney on July 29th, which is a Saturday. We're going to be by the main boat ramp and jetty, kind of in that area. That's our normal meeting place. It's just a nice grassy area, good place to set everything up. Game and Parks will have bait, rods, reels, everything you need to fish.
Cool.
So it's a free day. All you do need a park sticker. If you want to buy a daily pass, it's $6.
Okay.
Otherwise, the yearly pass is $31. So.
Now, in the past, you've had things like fish painting. People scoring and deep fat frying the carp so you could taste it.
Yep.
Maybe a side or two to go with that meal. What else? There's usually 3 or 4 things go up. Face painting for the kids. It's like I said, it's like a little circus out there.
Right. So we'll have some Dutch oven desserts. Stan Krause from the Omaha area.
There's the carp cooking master.
Yes. He can clean and score carp like nobody.
Yep.
Like nobody's business. He's definitely the carp guy. So you'll get to watch Stan in action, and you'll learn how to fillet him, how to score him. Then we'll deep fat fry him for some samples. We will have some outdoor cooking this year as well.
Okay.
We're going to teach people how to do some side dishes while they're out camping.
Oh, very good.
So that'll be another thing. And of course, the fish painting.
Yep.
So if you...
Goitaku.
Yes, goitaku. So if you want to bring your own t-shirt and put a picture of your carp on it...
It sounds bizarre, but they look kind of cool.
They are very cool. You know, and that's an ancient way of taking a picture of the fish you caught.
Yeah.
They didn't have cameras back then,
They say that's a technique that came out of Japan maybe 800 to 1,000 years ago, and that was before taxidermy or that ability, but it gave you a record of your fish.
Right.
It was it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
they used to hang them in their homes.
Yep. I've been, since the first time I saw that, which I think was at a BOW thing, you know, back in the 1800s, whenever it was back there, I've been playing with that, and I'm building myself up to make like not a mural size, but a big one. And then I got to figure out what I'm going to do with it when I'm done.
Right.
I think I'll hang it in the game and parks office.
That'd be cool.
It'll be underwater. You know, you'll see the bottom. You'll see the bluegill, the vegetation. If I can catch a catfish or two, I'll roll that into it.
Oh, absolutely.
Up to the surface and then sky above.
That'd be a cool one.
It's probably going to be roughly 4 foot wide and however tall it takes to get all that in.
Wow.
So it's a fun thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Something I saw on your Wednesday night deal on KNOP, you were talking about geocaching.
Yes.
Do we have many geocaching stations out here where they can go find them?
We do. The cool thing is you can download, anybody can download the geocaching app on your phone. It's just geocaching.com or go to the Play Store and it'll show
you.
Oh
man, you got a whole bunch of
things
already logged. Yeah,
it'll show you everything already around. The cool thing is once you download this app, it'll basically show you every place around town where there's a cache. And if you don't know what a cache is,
it's a collection of stuff.
Yes, it's like the cacher's treasure box, you know. Sometimes it's just a logbook where, you know, the glory of it is just finding the cache. Because some of them are a little difficult, so you sign it with your caching name and the date or whatever the person who created the cache put on it.
The first time I got involved with that, I think I was helping out at Platte River State Park with some event. And there was a geocaching class, and I didn't have a class to teach at that point, so I tagged along. And they were hiding these things, and in one of them that I specifically remember, it was in the middle of the parking lot, and it was one of the bases on a light pole that was loose.
Right.
And they pulled it out, and then they had their little stuff in there, and there were people taking things out and putting replacement things back in. Everybody was having a ball.
Right.
But it's a great way to learn how to navigate with a map.
Yep. And the cool thing is some of them have trinkets and treasures, and the rule is if you take one, you leave one.
Right.
So, you know, you get people from all over the world that geocache, so you never know what trinket is going to be left in the cache. So you might get some pretty interesting, unique
things. I'm sure they're
things.
Up and down the interstate.
Oh. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Buffalo Bill Ranch is a great place to go. The historical park and the state rec area both have caches there. I still use my little old Garmin eTrex GPS where you can punch in the coordinates and go. So it's kind of cool.
We're going to have to go do a break here in a second, but one more question on Carparama. Sean Riley going to be doing any cooking this year?
I don't know. Sean, if you're listening, are you going to be doing any cooking?
Text me, Sean. He usually listens, but he's
right.
An outstanding Dutch cook.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Julie Geiser this morning with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission and all kinds of stuff that are coming up in the area. We just finished up with, we covered kayak night at Iron Horse Lake. And speaking of Iron Horse Lake, if you haven't been there and seen the updates, the new fishing docks, the boat ramps, the kayak ramp, is magnificent.
Phenomenal.
It is.
And a kayak launch site.
Yeah.
You can launch your kayaks.
Got
from
a real dock and rails to hang on to because, you know, kayaks initially can be a little tippy, but once you get in them, they're fine. They did a great job out there. I mean, you guys had biologists that were involved in the design of that, and then the city parks department got into it, and it definitely was a win-win type thing.
Absolutely. We just had Hope Esperanza and Community Connections fishing out there last night, so that was fun.
The only thing that Iron Horse Lake needs is to be a little deeper in a few spots.
Yeah, it's not very deep.
But, you know, they're building that plant over in Gothenburg that's going to make something like 400,000 tons of ammonium nitrate a year. I can make it deeper.
Yeah, that would do it.
Everybody driving by might be wet when I lift most of the water out of the lake.
Yes, there might not be anything left in it.
Well, you know, that's what restocking programs are for. Okay.
We didn't give times for Carparama.
Do it.
8 to 1. 8 in the morning till 1.
8, Saturday the 29th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's usually people right there at 8 ready to go.
Yep.
You can come and go
as you please.
This is one of those events that I think is growing. People are more and more getting into it.
Yep.
And like I said, if you've never caught a carp before.
Or tasted a carp.
Carp is one of those things that if you know how to do it, it's excellent.
Yeah.
I had never seen a carp until I came to Nebraska.
Wow.
And I caught one in the Missouri River on a hook full of corn that we had robbed out of a field in Iowa or something. And I looked at my buddy and I said, what is this? You know, because I grew up fishing saltwater, so you didn't automatically just reach down and lip things because there was a lot of teeth.
There's a lot.
So I looked and I figured, okay, I can lip that one. I picked it up and I'm going, what is this? And he says, oh, man, that's a carp. That's good to eat. I said, okay. So, you know, gutted it, tossed it in the cooler. Next day, got home, went to fix it. I grew up filleting everything. Not with a carp.
Nope.
I made hamburger out of that fish. And then the next one I tried, I knew filleting wasn't right, so I was going to split it down the middle and bake it like we did red snapper and stuff like that. And it condensed down into this yellowish gelatinous mass that tasted like about 30 weight, and I went, nah, that ain't right. And then I tried frying it, and that wasn't good. And I figured that my buddy was messing with me. That fish was not meant to be eaten. And then somebody told me how to do the scoring, and it can make a great piece of fish.
It can. And I hear it's really good canned as well.
I have had that, and Guy put a little red food coloring in it, so it came out pink. And you defy people to tell you it's not salmon.
Right.
It is excellent.
Yep.
But it's all in the preparation.
That's right.
Okay. Next item I had on my list we talked about was your PFD loaner program.
Yes. Personal flotation devices.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of one of the things that I've undertaken here in the Southwest region is trying to keep especially kids safe on the water.
Definitely.
We've had several drownings throughout the past few years, so I've kind of taken that on as my personal vendetta, so to speak. Right now I have life jacket closets going to Maloney and Johnson. We have one at Enders. There's one up at Calamus. So we're just asking for people, if you have life jackets that are lightly used and you don't have any use for them, bring them on out to the Game and Parks office, because we're going to put these loaner jackets in these closets
this
for anybody
like
to use.
This is going to be like a locker somewhere around a boat ramp or whatever, and you can just use it. And is it one of those things where if you need one for a kid, you use it and take it, or do you want them to put it back? How does that work?
Yep, so it's just a loaner. You know, take it, use it. You know, even if you get out on the water and on your boat, you get there and you're like, oh, man, we're a life jacket short for a person. Grab one, use it, put it back. It's there for other people. Especially kids, you know, on swim beaches, too. It only takes a second that you look away from your child and they could be gone. So, you know, put that PDF on them and keep them safe while you're out there at the lake.
Have you tried any of the PDFs that are actually like suspenders?
I have not.
I have a pair. Love them.
Do you?
I mean, it's just like, you know, you don't even feel it's on. It's not in the way when you're casting fish. It's not hot like a life jacket can be in the summertime.
Yeah.
But if you hit the water, it'll inflate.
Yep.
Mine will inflate automatically, or you've got a little tube, you can blow it up.
Right.
So, it's very cool.
I've seen them. They're pretty handy.
They have got the Coast Guard blessing of a Type 3 PFD, so they meet every criteria you need.
Yep, absolutely.
The biggest thing is most of them start at around $80.
Yeah.
$80 to $150.
They're a little pricey.
So unless you're on the water a lot or
Right.
Just don't have anything better to do with $150 to go get one. Last thing I had on my list is Gaming Park just came out following the spring turkey season. They've got a survey out there.
Yes.
And this, there's two surveys. There's one on how you did hunting and then one on what you see through the summer, I think.
Right. So this one started July 1st and it's going to go through August 31st. This is kind of a neat thing if you're out and about quite a bit. It's almost kind of a citizen science type deal. Mm-hmm. We just ask you to keep track of all the turkeys that you see, like the hens, if they have any babies with them. You can get on the Game and Parks webpage and search up turkey, and you can keep that right on your...
fill out a little form type thing.
You can bookmark it on your phone, and that way it makes it super simple to complete and document what you've seen out there.
We need it because it has definitely dropped off in the amount of turkeys that are in
that area. Our turkey brood surveys are definitely going to enlighten some of our biologists as to habitat needs, what's going on during the breeding season, and ultimately affects hunting regulations.
I hear music in the background, and that's Tanner's way of telling me to shut up. So, so thank you, Julie, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about Platte River ecology here when we're done.
There you go.
See you next week, folks. That's it for this week's Outdoor Connection. Have a great weekend.